A brother says, I'm suffering from urine incontinence, and it's very difficult for me to wash my garments every time I get impure. And main problem is I'm still studying and there is no mosque around me. So is it permissible for me to combine my prayers like Dhuhr and Asr or Isha and Maghrib because I don't want to leave my prayers? First of all, the vast majority of brothers who have urine incontinence are delusional. This is the whispers of shaitan. Shaitan is playing with them. There are ground rules. One, you're not allowed to go every 5 minutes to check on yourself. You're not allowed to squeeze your private part or to squeeze your muscles during or after urinating just to ensure that there is not a single drop left. You're not allowed to jump in the bathroom, as so many people do in the toilet after finishing urinating, just to ensure that nothing is left. And definitely, you are not allowed to become obsessed by the issue of purity when people, since the time of Adam, peace be upon him, urinate normally and answer the call of nature normally. Satan is messing up with your mind. Sheikh, but I have this feeling. But this feeling is from shaitan. He's laughing his head off because of what he is making you do. So what to do? Generally speaking, men and women, once you go and answer the call of nature, take your time. Meaning, take your time by 3 minutes to 5 minutes max. Not half an hour or an hour. And after you finish, simply pour water on your private parts. So you wash it this way. And that's it. No squeezing, nothing that is not natural. And sprinkle some water on your underwear. And then leave. Whenever you get this idea that I feel something is coming out, I feel that there is wetness, tell yourself that this wetness is from what I had sprinkled on my underwear. 2 to 3 days max, you will not have this problem at all. I promise you. Now, on the other hand, if a person is medically sick, then he will have this urine incontinence every couple of minutes. And actually he's dripping. This, due to an infection, due to something else, he has to go and see the doctor. But 99.9%, which is similar to the Arab elections results, as usual, 99.9% of those who complain of urine incontinence, they don't have any problem. They say themselves that I only suffer from it after 5 or 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes after urinating. After the salah is over, until like 4 or 5 hours later, I have no problem. I have no feelings of anything coming out, which emphasizes what I had told you just now. Going back to the question of the brother, so if someone of the second type has truly a continuous urinary incontinence 24/7, can he combine? The answer is no. He says, it's difficult for me to wash and change. It's not difficult. All what you have to do is to either wear grown-up diapers, which is found in the market, and once the time for prayer, Maghrib, for example, is due, you just go and change it, wash your private part, and make wudu. And pray until Isha. You have no problem. Whatever comes out doesn't affect you. Or you simply wear your normal clothes and underwear, but whenever you want to pray, with a small bottle of water, go to the toilet and wash your affected area of your underwear, watch yourself, your private part that is the affected area, perform wudu and go to pray. Combining the prayer is not valid in such cases because there isn't a true or real hardship that obligates upon you to combine. There is a way out. And alhamdulillah, the way out is easy. But believe me, my friend, if you look into your case, you'll find that you are one of the 99.9%. Take this whisper of shaitan out of your head. Listen to what I had said. Do exactly as I instructed you. And inshallah, 2 to 3 days, send me an SMS or an email thanking me. Or better more, just make dua and I'll take a rain check for that. And this had helped literally thousands of people who come and ask me about this problem. This is shaitan messing up with your head. You have nothing wrong with you medically. And it's just the way shaitan works. If he sees that you are careful and strong in deen, he will make you a little bit extreme. And if he sees that you are loose and easygoing, he will make you far away from Islam, neglecting obligations, feeling easy with prohibitions. And this is how he looks into things and he can control you accordingly.